Thank you, Angela. You'll see in the legislative overview that the session began on January the 13th and ended on June 1, just 18 days ago. So we have been busily gathering statistics and statutes to tell you what passed, what it means to you, and what did not pass. There were, I believe, a record 6,276 bills introduced for a 140-day session. 1,323 were enrolled. That's all subjects, from dogs to children to agriculture to wine, you name it. And 21% passed both the House and the Senate. So what are the headlines that we have coming out of this session for family law practitioners? One, Senate Bill 2065 dealing with sincerely held religious beliefs. We'll come back on that. Quite interesting legislation. New abortion restrictions for teenagers. Child custody evaluators. This is one of the more important bills that we will be discussing. Office of Child Representation. Could be very significant if counties choose to go in this direction. Dental insurance for children. It's a component of child support. UFSA for international cases. And sunset legislation for the Department of Family and Protective Services. Those are sort of the headlines, and we will spend our time delving into those during our presentation today. Let's talk about family code changes, because after doing this for 25 years, you begin to get a feel of how popular the family code is for people to want to change every session.